This is All Things Considered on Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen, and it is Thursday. That means it's time for the Weekend Entertainment Roundup. Joining us, as always, is Eric Harrison with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Happy Thursday, Eric.
Good afternoon.
What is going on in Central Arkansas this weekend?
Well, the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Maumelle, 200 Holiday Drive in Maumelle, hosts a gem amethyst rock fossil sale. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, thousands of crystals, minerals, fossils, and gems will be available starting at $5, as well as meteorites, cabochons, and amethyst cathedrals. Facebook.com/events, and there's a string of numbers you can find on our website. More than 80 exhibitors on hand to help engage couples plan their weddings at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show, 12:30 to 4 p.m. Sunday, Statehouse Convention Center, Markham and Main Streets in Little Rock, 501-378-3807, ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. In live music this weekend, country singer Jason Aldean, with opening acts Nate Smith, Lainey Gardner, and DJ Silver, perform 7:30 p.m. Thursday at North Little Rock Simmons Bank Arena, 501-340-5660, Ticketmaster.com. Also at the arena, Winter Jam 2026, 7 p.m. Friday, featuring performers Chris Tomlin, Matthew West, Katie Nicole, Holvey, Disciple, Emerson Day, New Song, and Zane Black, SimmonsBankArena.com. Arkansas Symphony Community Orchestra, that's area amateur musicians at various experience levels, operating under the aegis of the Arkansas Symphony's Education and Community Outreach Arm, presents A Night at the Opera, 7 p.m. Sunday at Calvary Baptist Church, 5700 Cantrell Road, Little Rock. Soprano Shannon Webb will sing arias by Puccini and Verdi, and with mezzo-soprano Sarah Daly, a duet from The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. The orchestra will play the prelude to Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, the minuet and dance of the Blessed Spirits from Orfeo e Eurydice by Christoph Willibald Gluck, and the Tarried Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. ASO Associate Conductor Valerie Saul on the podium, 501-666-1761, arkansasymphony.org. Live theater this weekend, new this week, two struggling writers deciding to write a musical for a New York Musical Theater Festival in just 3 weeks in title of show. And yes, that's the title of the show. 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Sunday through February 1st at the Weekend Theater, 1001 West 7th Street at Chester Street, Little Rock, centralarkansastickets.com. Actors Theater of Little Rock offering another one-shot Bard at the Bar, a reduced and purportedly comedic version of William Shakespeare's Macbeth, 7 p.m. today at Fassler Hall, 311 East Capitol Avenue, Little Rock, facebook.com/actorstheaterlr, that's with an R-E. Continuing, four middle-aged best friends seeking to start a business together by a wedding venue. Chaos and comedy ensue when everything goes wrong in the second-to-last chance Ladies League, sequel to Always a Bridesmaid by the comedy playwriting team of Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten. On stage through February 7th at Murray's Dinner Playhouse, 6323 Colonel Gwen Road in Little Rock. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, but 12:45 p.m. matinees only, January 21st and 28th. 12:45 and 6:45 p.m. Sunday, buffet opens 30 minutes before curtain time, 501-562-3131, murraysdp.com.
Okay. Well, thank you as always, Eric. And you can find a full list of events and weekend goings on at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. This is Little Rock Public Radio.